paid vacation. Stop in and fill out an application as there are a limited number of openings. C-Square Performance Automotive. You will trust us and your car will love us. 715 Madison Avenue.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
There'll be snow at Christmas. They said there'll be peace on earth, but instead it just kept on raining. A veil of tears for the virgin birth. I remember one Christmas morning, a winter's light and a distant choir, and the peal of a bell and that Christmas tree smell, eyes full of tinsel and fire. They sold me a dream of Christmas. They sold silent night. They told me a fairy story till I believed in the Israelite. And I believed in Father Christmas. I looked to the sky with excited eyes. Then I woke with a yawn in the first light of dawn, and I saw him in his disguise.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
I'm Chris Foster. President-elect Biden says he'll be asking all Americans to help slow the spread of coronavirus.
On the first day I'm inaugurated to say I'm going to ask the public for 100 days to mask. Just 100 days to mask. Not forever. 100
Screw
days.
Off.
He also tells CNN he'll join former presidents who've said they'll get the coronavirus vaccine in public to encourage others to get the shot. The latest on coronavirus financial relief talks from Fox's Chad Pergam at the Capitol.
There's traction for Congress to approve a bipartisan $908 billion coronavirus stimulus measure. Extra unemployment benefits could expire for 14 million Americans later this month. The president appears supportive of the effort. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell had pushed for a $550 billion bill. He said that was the only plan which the White House could accept. But McConnell says, quote, compromise is now within reach.
America's listening to Fox News.
Anybody care what this guy says?
It's William Tell Wake Up at 6:05. He's not the president-elect. Chris Foster.
Channel. When romance novelist Megan Malone's grandmother passes away and leaves her the family Christmas tree farm, she finds true romance with the man she had only dreamed about in her novels. Tune in tonight at 8.
Everything's nuts. Life is crazy. I just want to lay here, get drunk and watch movies. I'll pop a cork and have a drink. Sit back and relax more than anything. Put it on Hallmark Channel. Pour a glass of wine. Curl up with a movie and have a little me time. Cheesy romantic movie. Cause I need to unwind with a Hallmark movie and some wine.
Today is.
Of course I do.
It's Friday, or as I like to call it, Friday.
It's Friday.
Yay! Yeah.
Today is the last day of the work cycle.
Yay!
Now it really is Friday.
Looks like somebody's ready for the weekend.
Ready as I'll ever be.
All right.
Let's get this show on the road.
Showtime.
Yeah, let's get this show on the road, shall we? Felt a few raindrops as yep. I was walking in the door just now, so let's get the latest.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
In fact, I just posted the radar showing rain overspreading the area this morning, and this will be a relatively quick event, as this storm system is along the Gulf Coast.
That's so what she said.
Stop it. The stronger storms near the Gulf Coast, and mainly showers for the rest of us. And mainly this morning, and let's say midday, by early afternoon, most of the rain is edging into extreme East Alabama and then into Georgia. All right? So, we're breezy and cooler by tonight. Today's high is 61, by the way, which is pretty mild for this time of the year. Again, 37 tonight, up to about 59 tomorrow. A great day for a parade. Lots of sunshine, and the Millbrook Parade is going on, and the weather couldn't be perfect. Timing is everything. Then upper 50s on Sunday. Can't rule out an isolated shower. Rain chances are small. You know, 20% at best. Back to a freezing morning, I think, by, let's see, Monday night into Tuesday night. but not the 20s. We're talking about near freezing. Warmer later next week. Right now, 51 degrees. The rain is moving in at 6:09.
John Bobo here. Some folks might call you customers, but at Capital Tractor, we're privileged to call you friends. You're the reason we go the extra mile in serving you with quality Kubota equipment. From our family to yours, thank you. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
We were looking at Dow futures. I think we may get a call from Brandt around 8:30 today because we have unemployment numbers coming out. But I'm looking
and at... And look at that. We're above 30.
Yeah. And the numbers come out at 7:30 our time this morning. So we'll see what that does to the futures and to the markets when they open.
First time claims came out yesterday. We're down. So the number will be for the month of November. Remember, it peaked at 14.7% in April. 6.9% last month. So the recovery a lot faster than the experts. We don't need any more experts. We have too many experts who don't know their ass from their elbow.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high-voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Well, 2021, if everybody thought that the flip of the calendar at the end of the month was going to mean everything goes back to normal, it's not really going to be that way. Warner Brothers announced yesterday that all of its movies on the 2021 release schedule will hit HBO Max the same day they go into theaters.
So, not pay movies now. If you have HBO Max, it's just there.
How much is that one a month?
I don't know. I'm paying for it, but I don't know.
HBO actually just had a Christmas special, too, with Carrie Underwood, so I really hate that I didn't have HBO Max.
Oh, I think I have HBO Max for free because I have HBO.
Oh.
That I pay for HBO.
So you pay for the hobo and the HBO, and you get the Max free. Got it.
Well, there's a Christmas stocking stuffer for you. Find it on and put it on a DVD.
There you go.
Yeah.
She'd like that. 17 films in all. The only one on this list that really intrigues me out of the get-go is Godzilla vs. King Kong. Because I like historical movies.
You like that nostalgic stuff, huh?
Yeah. Actually, I saw the Godzilla that came out, about 5-6 years ago.
It was pretty good.
It was.
Pretty good.
And there was something satisfying about watching San Francisco.
Yeah, instead of Tokyo. Tokyo always gets it.
You know? Yeah, Nancy Pelosi's district got it this time. So my sympathy level was somewhere between zero. Anyway, theater chains were caught off guard by the announcement, and AMC has now entered negotiations. But I think the day that, like the Mondays where we come and say, what was the weekend box office? I think those are over. There's no way to calculate the impact of a movie in box office if half the theaters or more are going to be closed.
I sent you a snapshot yesterday afternoon of the AMC stock, which was up here, and then as soon as the announcement from Warner Brothers went almost down to zero. I mean, that's just amazing. AMC is it's about the last nail in the coffin.
You still have that gold membership or whatever it is?
Stubbs, yeah. I hope it didn't renew. I'll probably, I don't know.
Yeah, once or twice a year, it's nice to go to a theater,
Mm-hmm. It is. And you pay for that overly priced popcorn, as Jay's told us they use from the last day.
Yeah.
And
but it's the sound.
The huge screen and the slightly overused movie theater seats.
What's the last movie we saw? Was it Midway or was it...
I think it was Midway.
Or 1917?
No, 1917.
Okay.
That came out after Midway, which came out after Dunkirk.
Yeah, gotcha.
What's the last one I saw in theaters?
And who were you with? That's what we really want to know.
I actually think I went with Kelsey, a friend of mine. I think we all went to see a movie, but God, I can't remember what it was. That's how long it's been.
It is 13...
Chase is very vocal this morning.
Yes.
Wants to chime in.
Yes.
What did we see? All Dogs Go to Heaven or Secret Life of Pets?
Oh, boy.
Secret Life of Pets,
He is living the secret life of a pet.
Oh.
Look at that beautiful bandana from our friends at Gypsy Poodle.
Yeah, let's mention them because you weren't here at the time. This is my favorite story.
Oh, boy.
Involving...
Story time.
are magnificent advertisers. This goes back about 4 years, I think.
It's a great story.
Young lady who was working a job, but her dream was to do a mobile grooming service.
Right.
So she and her dad invested set up, a first-class salon in a trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And after all of that, they had very little money for advertising. And dad said, I think this guy, Greg, will really do a good job helping you launch
this. Greg.
This Greg, yeah, this one right in front of us.
She didn't know much about me, but he did.
Right.
So, but when I met Elizabeth, it was like, this could be my daughter, because she, and she was, you just want to do whatever you can for somebody that's launching their dream, you know?
Right.
So, and she did a fantastic job. Of course, that's what it really ultimately boils down to when she groomed Hershey and Briscoe. So they bought a schedule. I think she now has 3 mobile grooming vehicles.
And
I saw them go through the neighborhood the other day, too.
Me, too. They're all over the place. Yeah. And they are busy. And busy is a good thing. And by the way, I don't think the pandemic hurt their business at all.
No.
In fact, a lot of people that would have taken their pets somewhere else maybe said, hey, how about mobile grooming?
So every time I see Elizabeth, and of course she was able to leave the job she didn't like to pursue her dream, I just can't tell you how great that makes me feel that we helped, that not only the station but the wonderful listeners were willing to. And it is so convenient. I used to really not like leaving my dogs all day.
Oh, it's great.
And the last time I did that, Hershey's collar had gotten stuck on the cage he was in, and nobody had known that.
Oh, Lord.
So he sat there with his neck chained to the side of the cage for
I never heard that.
Mm. I'm not going to name any names, because I really thought she did a nice job. It was a nice little place, and I don't want to hurt anybody.
Right.
But if I needed convincing on the convenience of mobile grooming, right there. They don't have to take them anywhere. They don't have to get anxious. And she's so good with dogs. They actually look forward to it.
I need to have her come by one morning if we could get an early morning set up and do my Chi-Chi.
Chi-Chi?
Yeah.
Do we get a discount for small dogs? That's the question.
Yes, exactly.
We've got 15 pounds of Chi-Chi that needs to be cleaning.
Yes.
And now at this point in the morning, what?
All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
All hail Jay.
There's Jay!
Come on, Jeb, give him the big welcome.
Please clap.
Thank you.
How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing, you know. What do you think about Warner Brothers' big announcement yesterday on movies on HBO Max? And
oh, no, I sent him a message about that as soon as it broke.
And the stock.
And then stock. I
sent
the stock.
Oh, yeah.
On AMC.
AMC, Cinemark. I couldn't find Regal. I don't know if they're a public company or not, but it was a massive dive.
I would believe, that's sad. That's it. I mean, I like success. I'm a capitalist, but this is not a capitalist decision. This is a planned. Did I say pandemic? Pardon me, a pandemic decision. Forgive me for that. It was an error.
It was an error.
Yeah. Anybody could make
it
that mistake.
It was a blurb.
6:18 is the time as the rain moves in. Let's get some local news.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police have launched a death investigation after a man was found dead downtown. Police responded to the 100 block of South Perry Street, where they found the man dead just after 7 o'clock last night. Police have not released the man's name or a cause of death. Statewide COVID-19 hospitalizations continue to increase. They are now up to more than 1,800. State health officials say confirmed cases have now topped 215,000. More than 35,000 cases were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. More than 3,000 people have died from COVID-19 in Alabama. And hundreds of new jobs are on the way to the Selma-Dallas County area. HomeTex, Inc. plans to expand its PPE manufacturing operation in Selma. The expansion is expected to create more than 300 new jobs. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way,
Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent. The prescriptions are ready when we get there. And when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the most infectious time of year. Noses are blowing and fevers are growing. I'm glad you're not here. It's the most infectious time of year. It's the crappiest season of all. Forget about dining, the kids are all whining, they close down the mall. It's the crappiest season of all. No parties, no hosting, forget about toasting your friends for a happy new year. 'Cause while this one's still going, there's no way of knowing if it will end with good cheer. It's the most infectious time of the year.
That's kind of the situation.
Yeah.
What I found, now we did the research yesterday, we found that 6% of those who have passed because, that are listed as coronavirus deaths, but only 6%.
Were actual COVID.
COVID only. That's the only cause of death that they could list. Which brings that. And this is why I get so ticked at Fox News. I had a lady write me yesterday afternoon. She said, please do me a favor. I have to turn the radio station off when Fox News comes on. So I said, well, sometimes you'll hear me run a sound effect in there or comment while it's going on just to make sure I can point out the BS.
I didn't hear any at the top of the hour. None.
I know there was, what's his name? I can't stand him because he sounds so freaking smug.
Chris Foster, is that
Chris
his name?
I'm Chris Foster.
He sounds like Dr. Fauci's son.
That's a good metaphor there, kiddo.
No, thank you. I try.
We mentioned the movie news on AMC and theaters and stuff.
Right.
How about...
there's our gorgeous
Radio
picture.
Disney. Yes, we're on TV, and don't we look good? Especially
what's,
me.
What's Radio Disney doing?
They're folding.
Closing.
Why?
The country, Radio Country, Disney Country and all Why? That, they are closing
Why?
The door.
Why? What's their reasoning?
It says that it took into account streaming and the ability of kids to seek out their own more personalized music choices. I thought it was a good idea back in the mid-90s because a lot of dying AM radio stations were able to connect to that network and have some kind of programming
for kids.
Yeah, in the car.
Yeah,
but
And it was on satellite radio and everything. And wow,
they gave exposure to artists like Taylor Swift, Justin Bieber, Britney Spears, NSYNC, and One Direction. All of my favorites.
I know.
Loving.
I know you're
singing
there. You're a One Direction.
And then watching what's going on in our business around the country is heartbreaking.
I got him the box set.
Did you? What about? I saw in Janelle's post a little flashback post last week about her and Panic at the disco before they were big.
I had no idea that she had done that either.
Yeah.
Because I put a comment on. I didn't know about this.
Yeah.
Never told me about this man.
What's bad is I totally recognize and identify with the clothes style of the 90s and early 2000s. I'm like, God, we wore stuff like that. It's, I think when you look back at the era of clothes you wore and then you look back at your parents, you're like, oh, my God.
No. I had the same relationship with the 1962.
The 70s.
Oh, I know that. But you know what? The 70s fashion's coming back.
You know what? 80s women. I'm Where's looking, sharp, for right? some reason, seeing a lot of, whether it's shows or pictures, women from the 80s, they had the big hair and...
Oh, yeah, we used a whole can of Aquanet.
I don't know if do you like the big hair groups, rock groups? I was never into that.
Yeah.
What were those?
That era.
Give me an example.
Well, since I hate them all, I can't think of any right off the top of my head. But that's what made me move away from pop music starting in the 80s. Then I went.
We're just a couple of seconds away from beginning our television hits. So, and since
there we go, because of the pandemic, which means many people are actually saving more money. There's a lot to talk about with this. Want to check in with our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, everybody. How we doing?
Good morning. Hey. Happy Friday.
Hello out there in television land.
We were talking about movie theaters a little while ago because of the announcement yesterday by Warner Brothers. Did you see that announcement?
They're releasing...
On HBO Max.
They're releasing all their movies.
And the stock in AMC theaters nosedive yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
I think we were just talking, I think the era of Monday morning, seeing what the biggest box office grosser was are over.
Yeah, they're done.
Because you won't have as many theaters,
and
there's no way to calculate the financial impact from HBO Max.
So, I mean, there you go. So, less go into the movies, less go into a restaurant, less go into bars, and you know, that kind of stuff.
That's... You know, I have saved some money this year because I'm glad because I've had some other things come up.
Right,
Infernal Revenue Service.
Yep.
A couple of other things.
Inferno.
Payment.
Inferno Revenue.
You got to love Uncle Sam.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's...
Yeah.
Mm. I've been an obedient nephew this year, I must say, to Uncle Sam. But I kind of want to go back to the things we discussed at the very beginning of the lockdowns, and that was support the local business. Let's help them get through this.
Of course.
And I think we kind of need to re-engage that again because we're fortunately, we're keeping our head here in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
But when you see L.A. and other places like that are going right back to total lockdown, that's nuts.
And a lot of restaurants really adapted well as far as those curbside pickups and everything like that. And they're very efficient. I mean, it's almost a way to do it now. I mean, you just drive up and they hand you the food.
Let me tell you, the drive-in concerts, King and Country have created that to no end. They've sold out almost every single show that they've got for Christmas lined up, and they are the epitome.
But how many cars do they charge per car, per person in the car?
I think they do per person in the car.
Jabe, what were you saying about the concerts may not even come back till late 2021?
That's what we heard when we had
somebody.
Here's another thing that's of concern locally. And I'm sad that I saved money. Normally, I spend several hundred dollars a year going to biscuit games.
Yeah.
I love the team. I love the facility. I love the food. Food is great. That's something that's almost like a civic pride to support. They still don't know what next year is going to look like. Or if we'll even have a team.
How can you survive without one season? I mean, how do you survive?
Many aren't.
Yeah.
Many aren't. So we got to kind of keep an eye on that. Hopefully they'll be able to, you know, if the vaccine is out and effective and people do it, they'll be able to start up in April or May.
Here's one on this list, canceling their gym memberships. And unfortunately, a lot of gyms have suffered.
Yeah.
Some gyms had to close their doors because of
one of our favorites just this week announced that, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. Another one.
Bites the dust.
I'm afraid so.
How about you guys? Where are you saving money?
I've said this before, but I had a few big trips planned this year. I also was planning on going to a few music festivals, and music festivals are expensive.
Yes.
They do not play. It doesn't matter how many days you're there, how many bands you're going to see, they really charge you for it. So in those ways, I've saved a little bit of money. I feel like I've accidentally found other ways to spend some money as well.
Yeah. Indulgence.
Not going to...
You know, that's about me. Home projects. My Lowe's credit card. I'm like,
not going to Jamaica this year saved me a couple of dollars.
Ryan, how has the savings impacted your social life, your dating life?
Yeah, how is that going?
yeah, exactly. Let's just say that savings account is pretty fat right now because I haven't been spending any money.
Once all this is over, he's going to be able to take some lady on the best date ever with all that money.
Yeah, you watch.
Greg Budell money. I'm going to be getting a different Corvette for every day of the week, painting it myself.
The best room in Deedsville.
Hopefully I can find... Yes. I may be an expand and go to slap out.
Oh, there you go.
Wow. You are ready.
I just thought about, I'm at the age where a lot of my friends are getting married. Right. And because so many weddings have been canceled, I haven't had to buy as many wedding gifts.
That's true. Yeah. That's good.
However,
I feel like that's some savings that I didn't, but then it's just going to all compile for next year.
Well,
so
I need to
hold on to
that. And baby showers are a big thing now. Next year, we are going to be inundated.
Why is that?
I don't know why that is.
We'll let you do the math at home. Unfortunately, we're out of time. You guys have until Monday to figure that one out.
Okay.
You guys have a great weekend, though. We will see you on Monday morning.
Bye.
Thanks.
To hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1, Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
That was a fun segment.
That was fun.
And I finally got Ryan. Could you hear the crew laughing in the background?
Oh, yeah. Ryan, he was a little speechless. What am I going to say about this?
All righty. Then we're getting our first look at the roads here. And we're going to go into this. We talked about the impact of, it's the most infectious time of the year. Many malls, in fact, are putting Santa behind the plexiglass bubble.
Oh, man.
Are you kidding me?
Before we get to traffic.
Probably to protect him more than it is the kids.
Yeah, the kids, you know, they're in such a low-risk area.
And Rudolph, you can't see the red nose because of a mask now on Rudolph.
They put a mask on Rudolph?
This is, Chris Foster had it on Fox News.
Yeah. That son of a... I hate that dumb sucker.
Rich has a tell when he's pulling your leg. He has a tell.
Here at 6:31, here's a preview of that traffic, and then back with the timeline for December the 4th next.
We now take you to the mall where Santa Claus is talking inside a giant plexiglass bubble.
Ho, ho, ho. And what do you want for Christmas, little boy?
I want Halo 4 in a Hot Wheels train.
I'm sorry, I can't understand you.
In my own Xbox.
You're behind the plexiglass. Speak up.
Two pirate ships, and that'll be all.
They don't pay Santa enough to do this crap.
This has been Santa Claus at the mall talking inside a giant plexiglass bubble.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Skywatch traffic with an update on the highways. We are still light to moderate over most of Montgomery. I-65 and 85 rolling at the speed limit through downtown Montgomery. A little congestion East South Boulevard, Norman Bridge Road, Southwest Boulevard at I-65, and we're a little busy on Highway 80 into I-65. That's about it though this morning. Buckle up, drive carefully. We do have some rain in the area this morning. Chico's Auto Pros has everything for your car, including discounted towing, convenient loaner cars, and an extra $100 value on every repair. Chico's Auto Pros, Atlanta Highway, 239-9510. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Brubaker Motors, where you can shop online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hi, this is Billy with AutoSave Tire and Automotive. You hear me a lot on Blue Water Broadcasting for good reason. They are the best. AutoSave Tire and Auto advertises with Blue Water across the board, and our business has grown every year because of it. From the people you hear on the air to the people behind the scenes, nobody's taking better care of our business than Blue Water Broadcasting. So when you need to promote your business, do what we do. Call Blue Water Broadcasting.
Millennials, Gen X, baby boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Timeline coming up next. 6:34.
Here comes UPS, here comes UPS. They don't carry a sack. Instead, they've got a big brown truck with presents in the back. Doorbell ringing, Brown is bringing toys this holiday. You don't have to be good boys or girls, cause UPS comes anyway. Here comes UPS, fireplace a mess, you don't need a sweep. They come to your front door and they don't use your chimney. Stay home, Santa, with your reindeer on this Christmas Eve night. Got all my gifts upon my list, shipped UPS overnight.
At 6:35 with the timeline for the fourth day of December, here's your host,
Rich Thomas.
It's the 339th day of the year. There are 27 days left in 2020. On National Cookie Day. National Cookie Day. You know, another thing I wish, it's easy to make chocolate chips, right? I mean, yeah. If you buy those, like, the pre-made things, kind of?
Or, well, that's cheating.
I mean, yeah, but you just put the dough down and just...
One of our listeners years ago taught me a recipe where you use, it's like Wesson oil butter or something like that.
Yeah?
Yeah, it comes in sticks.
Sticks!
Yeah, at the store. And there's just something about the way that it's... And it's not that difficult. Everything else is pretty much normal.
I don't think we'll ever see chocolate chip cookies from Wiley, right?
I mean,
maybe
possibly.
Maybe with herring.
I mean, it'll be something exotic and whatever, but it's very possible.
Yeah, because you get chocolate chip cookies.
It's National Sock Day. I think that in the next life, I'll be reunited with all my socks that have gone away. You know?
Uh-huh.
Where'd they go? And it's National Dice Day.
Dice?
Yeah, not as in Andrew Dice, but... 1918 on this date, President Woodrow Wilson departs Washington on the first European trip by a president. Really? The first one in 1918? No, Cecil B. DeMille's first version of the Ten Commandments premieres on this date in 1923. England used to have a big problem with smog. And smog killed, hovered over London on this day in 52, persisted for five days. Killed 4,000 people.
I think they even upped that to 12,000 after science.
I give examples like that to people who think that we haven't vastly improved our environment and our air.
Do you remember how hazy the summers used to be over here, but not so lately? Not as hazy.
No, there's no particles to cling to.
How about this for an all-star cast? 63 years ago, 1956, you got Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, Jerry Lee Lewis recording together at the Sun Studios in Memphis. They released it 25 years later, the Million Dollar Quartet. Wow. Well,
when they started putting Elvis on the road, Johnny Cash opened for him.
Really?
Very early on, yes.
Johnny Cash had an interesting past, a very interesting past.
Yep.
1965, Byrds number one on the charts with Turn, Turn, Turn. There is a season. 1971, It's a Family Affair. I wish I could sing. Sly and the Family Stone, I cannot sing. Peaks at number one. Thank God you can sing. I
like
cannot sing.
I wonder if it's...
Family Affair?
It's here, but I can't access it.
Oh, man. So the whole library of the old...
Very, some are available and some are, and the boss has never been able to figure out the mystery.
He pointed to you.
Yeah, well, I don't know. That's what he's exactly right. I have no idea why.
That's really weird. Speaking of songs, how about, oh no, first of all, 1980, 2 months after the death of drummer John Bonham, the remaining members of Led Zeppelin announced that's it. They can't carry on Led Zeppelin. Now our song of the day. Best remembered from the hit movie it premiered in.
MTV era.
February 85. Main song in the John Hughes-directed smash movie Breakfast Club. Billboard number one. UK band. Simple Minds. Don't you forget about me.
Won't you come see about me? Your troubles and doubts, giving me everything inside and out. And love strange, surreal and dark. Think of the tender things that we were working on. Slow change may pull us apart. When a light gets in your heart, baby, don't you forget about me.
Breakfast Club actually had a pretty good
I've never watched the
soundtrack. Really? It's very clever.
Not only through anyway.
Yeah, I like it. 1988, Gary Busey critically injured in a motorcycle accident. He obviously survived. On this date in 93, Frank Zappa died of prostate cancer at a young age, 52. 96, NASA's first Mars rover launches from Cape Canaveral. 2006, an adult giant squid was captured on video for the first time in Japan.
Giant
squid. They knew they existed. They just never got them on video before. Now we have birthdays. Tyra Banks is 47. Fred Armisen, former SNL cast member, is 54. Gary Rossington, the last remaining original member of Lynyrd Skynyrd, is 69 today. Jeff Bridges is 71. Dead or alive, Max Baer Jr.
Jethro?
Yeah.
Alive.
He is alive. He's 83. Dead or alive, former game show host Wink Martindale.
Not only a former game show host, he was on my show in 1986. So let me do a little calculation here. I'll give you his age.
Oh, so he's dead. You say he's alive?
Well, I'm saying he's alive, okay. But his age.
Yep.
When he came in, I forget what he was promoting, but I got the publicity sheet, and it said the 52-year-old Martindale, and it was during the summer.
Oh, God.
So I'm going to guess he's going from 86 to 87.
87.
I don't play this game anymore. I'll take my dog and go. 21 days we are. 21 days till Christmas. 3 weeks from today. Wait a minute. Is that... It's 3 weeks from tomorrow, right? It's a Friday. Friday's Christmas.
Yes.
Friday from today.
Oh, Thursday is Christmas Eve.
It's 20 days from tomorrow.
Gotcha. Okay, 27 days till New Year's Eve. 72 days till Valentine's Day, and that is your timeline this morning.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Oh, it's time for the Almost Dr. Bob Bomb Hour. Wing Fingers Dr. B Burger Daily Double of the Day.
I am so excited.
Get on with it.
Yes.
Here's the name of today's Wing Fingers Daily Double Doctor.
Our doctor today, and I'll need this answer this afternoon, in the form of a question, Dr. Hook.
Oh, the medicine show?
The guy that gave us great classics like this.
Yes.
Hey, Mohammed. Mohammed, tell them who we are.
Well, we're big jihadists and we love explosives. We're despised everywhere we go.
That sounds like us.
Hiding in our caves where we sit and wait till it's time for our vest to blow.
Right.
Cause we got a yearning for our 70 virgins, but the thrill we want to know. We can impress Allah in our best pajamas on the cover of the Rolling Stone. Rolling Stone. Wanna see?
Do you remember what inspired that? When Rolling Stone put that Boston Bomber on the cover because he was cute. And women were actually, you know, oh, God.
Hey, and the fact is they eventually did get their cover, their picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
And Dr. Hook did, yes.
Yeah, Dr. Hook did.
So Dr. Hook is our almost Dr. Baumhauer, Dr. B. Berger, Daily Double Doctor of the Day. So this afternoon, I'll ask for caller 7. You need to say who is Dr. Hook, and you'll win Dr. B. Burgers for 2. That includes sides, beverages, and free parking at the RSA building underground. And by the way, let me mention, our Happy Hour Christmas party is coming up Wednesday at Baumhauer's. And we're going to have some great stuff to give away. We are going to have lots to hand out to say thanks for your support in 2020. Who is this on line one? Cooter. I don't know that name.
Caller, Mega Dittos.
You must be wanting to call the Rush Limbaugh Show. I'm sorry. The Mega Dittos. He's the Mega Dittos guy.
Who is Dr. Hook?
Oh, no, no. That's between 3 and 6 this afternoon. We'll give you the name in the morning and redeem in the afternoon.
Oh, okay. You know, you did a different Baumhauer saying a couple of months ago. You remember that? It wasn't the burgers. It was a lunch
was
for 2 or something.
The wing. Yeah, the wing fingers for 2.
The wing fingers, thank you. If you want a wing fingers thing, you're eligible for this one, or are you out for good?
If you want a wing fingers, you are eligible for this one.
Good.
If you've ever won anything in your life, Cooter.
I've never won anything. I'm a loser. Hey, Wayne Martindale.
Yeah.
Didn't we have him on your show a couple of years ago when you're talking about
No, it was Bob Eubanks.
Oh, was it Bob Eubanks?
Bob Eubanks.
Yeah,
and what did he got us with
the cat. Okay.
Oh, that was so funny.
The biggest retailers.
Yeah, retailers. That was it.
All right, love all you guys. Hope you have a blessed day.
Thank you, Kuta. 645.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
There are showers on the radar this morning. Did you have moisture falling on your head a little while ago when you went outside?
A light mist. It's not real heavy, but it is happening.
Chase and I are about to check it out. I think Chase is indicating he would like to go outside. Showers likely today. I think mainly through midday and early afternoon, and then it's out of here. Can't rule out a thunderstorm, I suppose, but mainly South Alabama. It'll be a breezy day, high 61. Whenever you get above 60 in December, we like that. Breezy, cooler tonight behind this storm system, low 37. Lots of sunshine, great day for the parade tomorrow, and there is a parade in Millbrook tomorrow. Nice day with a high around 59. Upper 50s on Sunday, can't rule out an isolated shower, especially later in the day as a cool front approaches. Back to freezing temperatures, or near freezing anyway, Monday night and Tuesday night, and then warmer later next week. Maybe 70. Ooh, we'd like that. Right now this morning, 51 degrees, rain in the area, 646.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Doug, my mic is hot.
646. Location.
And we are located on Wall Street.
But Kaiser Fine Furniture is at 44 Wetumpka Highway, and that location is just beyond the 10% taxicals of Montgomery.
Taxicals.
So you pay 8.25. So you save on anything you buy just by shopping there. Why this amazing 65,000 square foot warehouse has been, in some instances, kind of a well kept secret. Larry Stevens turned me out of them. We went right out there and bought a recliner. With that kind of space, they have an amazing selection available. And if you've got people coming in for the holiday, they've got living room groups arrived in house, in stock, ready for delivery. New bedroom furniture arriving as well. Plenty of recliners, accent pieces, and more when you shop Kaiser. Take immediate delivery and save with Kaiser's low prices plus that super low tax. And if you want to redo a complete room and you spend $2,000 or more, you can do that interest-free for qualified customers with a Synchrony luxury bank account. And I'm just one of those lucky people that has one of those. Be wiser. Shop Kaiser. Go to shopkaiser.com. Again, 4044 Wetumpka Highway. Awesome place. And don't forget the Mount Rushmore Furniture Experts with Stella, Cheryl Pitts, and Dale Thornell. They will help you navigate that massive warehouse. 648. Traffic and then the cheap and trashy for today.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic. If you're traveling into Montgomery on I-65 northbound this morning, we have an accident, minor in nature, just before the Tyson Road exit. That's just down below Hope Hall. Use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles responding. In the Montgomery area, light to moderate traffic all over the city. We have no accidents into us so far this morning in the Montgomery area. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. There is rain in the area this morning. Leave a couple of minutes earlier and slow down. Your pet is a part of your family. You want to protect them and keep them safe in designated areas. Invisible Fence does this better than anybody. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Brubaker Motors with a wide selection of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs. Shop online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everyone covered on your Christmas list. Blessings has a great selection of Christian books and supplies, including beautiful Bibles, and engraving is free. Blessings is now offering shopping by appointment before or after hours, or you can utilize their curbside pickup option. Come get your Christmas shopping wrapped up at Blessings and even wrapped for free. Blessings, a Christian store at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook or online at blessingscs.com.
Laser Copy is your silent partner for your business, printing brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and even custom wedding announcements. No job is too big or too small for Laser Copy, whether it be printing or shipping. Laser Copy can safely and securely pack and ship your UPS, FedEx, and postal packages, and they accept returns. Laser Copy can mail all your Christmas packages and deliver them safely. Laser Copy can create custom Christmas cards for your business and family. Visit them at lasercopyinc.com.
Located at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. When it's time to hire an agent to help market and sell your home, or have an agent help find you a home, how do you choose the person you will contact? According to the National Association of Realtors, the number one reason millions of Americans choose to do business with a realtor was reputation. You want someone you can trust with your home and trust with your private information in purchasing a home. Going on Zillow and hope the agent has these credentials is a very risky bargain. You don't know anything about their background, education, or competency. Here at the Goodson Group, you will receive the best agents the River Region has to offer and a broker that has over 43 years of experience. Trained, vetted, experienced, honest, thoroughness, and the integrity are the qualities people look for and expect at the Goodson Group. Call Bo at 221-2883 or 551-0225. Get the very best person by your side.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Bonatti created, perfected, and patented the Bonatti spine procedures. Using his genius, Bonatti invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Bonatti spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Bonatti succeeds where others fail.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hollywood Hotel. Good evening. The picture? Oh, yes. It's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
By the way, it's just outside. It is a little bit drippy, drip, drippy, glibby, 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 sha-la-la-la-lo. I think the big story here involves Lady Gaga. I had no idea that she and Oreos were going to team up to make Oreo cookies with a feel-good message on them. There's the package. That is totally legit. That is not a joke. It's a like a magenta,
right,
colored package. The Oreo logo across the top with Lady Gaga, and inside are cookies with positive messages embedded in the... Well, let's find out more, shall we? I'll let you know when they're in food.
I have made you tasty cookies. Sweet and crunchy food, sweet and crunchy food. Chocolate wafers and a cream filling. I am here to satisfy everyone's sweet tooth. Famous Amos chips ahoy. Eat my cookies and enjoy. Chocolate snack, tiny and round. You'll scarf from down. Cookies and cream, cookies.
Whether it's to show support, share affirmations, or well wishes, Lady Gaga Oreograms are designed to inspire kindness.
That must be a parody of one of her big songs.
It is. I was going to ask, do y'all know what song that's
No, I don't know anything about pop. Nothing about pop.
It's from her song Alejandro.
Alejandro. Mm-hmm. Ocean Free.
That was on the flip side of Ali Ali In Free.
Exactly. That's good. Very good, Rich.
Yeah. In the olden days, in the record business.
So 10 years ago?
Speaking of cookies, I did have the...
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
I did have the privilege of having lunch with Famous Amos in L.A.
Really?
Yeah, a friend and I were getting ready. He says, do you mind if I bring a guy along? He's big out here. He's got a cookie line that he just introduced, and he wants to go national.
Sure.
And it was Famous Amos. And a very nice man.
Okay, so we've got to work on this, Greg. Mm-hmm. Okay, we've talked about all of this stuff with the music. Yes. We got to get cracking on that because you've met all of these awesome people. I need somebody, maybe three awesome gents that I work with in the morning to, let's get this promotion thing running.
Seth and Eddie and Joey?
I said in the morning.
Oh.
Well, I don't know. Eddie comes in not on our hour.
Are you talking about like a promotional thing like I used to do for Styx?
Yeah.
What?
Styx! Yeah.
Where did that cut come from? Where's that?
Actually, one of our listeners, remember we played Fire Marshal Bill Christmas the other day?
Right.
Oh, it's from him?
That's Fire Marshal Bill, but what happened, he's in a classroom teaching fire safety. And he's like, what happens when you pour some gasoline in the fish tank and then you accidentally strike a match? Boom, fish sticks.
So that's where sticks comes from.
Jay may have even edited that for me. I cut the fish off, so it was
It's been there forever, so I don't remember.
They're asking for royalties now.
That's where it came from.
Sticks!
I was going to say, in the old days, they could really only guesstimate through phone calls and taking the word of record companies how many albums and singles were actually being sold.
Yep.
But in this digital era, they pretty much know right down to the last number what is the biggest seller and what gets the most downloads. And the big winner this year, according to Apple Music, is Roddy Rich. Rich. R-I-C-C-H.
Okay.
Anybody know who that is?
Oh, yeah. What a...
It is the top song and album, The Box, and Please Excuse Me for Being Antisocial. I like that album title, by the way.
Hmm. No, I've never heard of the artist or any of his music.
Nope. Nope. Five worst movies of the year.
Have there been five?
Well, Entertainment Weekly puts out lists of the 10 best and then the five worst. And this year they're focusing on, or starting with the five worst. Bob Zemeckis, his adaptation of The Witches, which I did not see. The Ben Affleck and Hathaway flick, The Last Thing He Wanted. The Jon Stewart movie, Irresistible, with Steve Carell. Boy, talk about a far fall. Even Opie's dopey movie, Hillbilly Elegy, has made this worst movie list. And not exactly Apollo 13. Hmm. And Capone, which stars Tom Hardy, who looks nothing
like Capone.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's terrible.
So those are your five worst. I'm going to hang on to that.